A mob rips a church apart by hand in India. A ministry explores the building blocks of outreach in Austria. And Bible delivery in Central Africa meets a heartfelt need. We'll tell you what that's all about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. This time, it's personal. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says it was 2 years in the making, but a local church had painstakingly built a new church that would seat over 300 people. All they had to do was put on a roof. Then, someone stirred up a mob of over 1,000 people. Local believers were aghast.
They simply could not believe that these people could lift a couple of thousand kilograms of steel truss and tear it down, and then break down the walls brick by brick.
Interestingly, justice may play a role in this case.
The government has now taken this into serious consideration and going after the people who led the mob and destroying the church.
What can you do? Well, Haryana's Christians suffer the worst persecution. You can pray with them that they won't get discouraged. They're going to rebuild. You can help with that, too. We'll connect you at our website.
Our goal is to see literally hundreds and hundreds of congregations will have the opportunity to have churches like this constructed.
Next, Fridays remain a dangerous day in Egypt. Last week's Muslim Brotherhood call for protest drew 10,000 people in Cairo alone. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, says you can help Egypt's persecuted church. They support several ministries that are sharing the gospel and reaching out to unbelievers despite daily attacks. Find specifics at our website. There's an easy way that you can help right now. Pray for Egypt's violence to end. This is Mission Network News. There is a paradox in the U.S. regarding God's Word. Biblica's Glenn Powell.
The Bible's the best-selling but least understood book in America, and the connection just isn't being made.
Powell says the dots can be connected by answering two simple questions. What is the Bible, and what are we supposed to do with it?
Those two questions really lie at the heart of daily Christian practice.
He says Biblica's community Bible experience provides an answer to those questions, and not just for Americans.
It's really taking off around the globe. We're in Europe now, in Africa. We've done an edition in Chinese. The biggest engagement with this has been in Latin America.
Read more at missionnetworknews.org. Pray more people see the importance of Scripture.
It's hard to understand how someone can be a well-functioning, healthy believer and follower of Jesus without being deeply immersed in the Bible.
Meanwhile, do you think Legos and the gospel have much in common? They have a perfect mix for outreach in Austria. Chris Rogers serves there with the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM. Her church recently joined Scripture Union for Play with a Purpose.
We invite kids, especially like 6 to 12 years old or so, to come. And he talks about what a city is, what community is. Each of these 3 days, he does a devotional that talks about it from God's point of view, and then they set up a city.
In the end, a giant Lego city filled the room, and around 40 kids heard the gospel.
It was a great experience for us as a church and for the community.
Pray more people come to faith in Christ.
When we talk about God, we're not talking about this church or that church. We're talking about you and God and what he's done through his son, Jesus Christ.
And when the Lord's Resistance Army rampaged through the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Central African Republic, lots of people fled with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Most of the Christians fled without their Bibles. They've been begging for replacements ever since. Africa Inland Mission has finally sent a shipment of Zandi Bibles to these believers. Pray that the Bibles reach their destinations and that they'll be able to read and understand it. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures and News wants you to see it in action with a free copy of The Man of Peace DVD, which takes a close look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are culturally the norm to pass on community values. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.